Sometimes the sequel to a movie is perhaps better than the original. And
sometimes.
I think that's the case in T2 Trainspotting.
It's been such a long time since I've seen Trainspotting. I'm not sure
it's
I can actually
pretty
say
bold
that.
Claim. Yeah. You're starting from an extremely good movie.
Yeah,
to begin.
So I don't know that I could say that. It is, but it is a very good sequel. I can say
yes.
That.
It may be true. It's just it's starting from a pretty damn high level.
Well,
when
exactly.
All the main characters are back there again.
Yep. Yes, you got all the same cast back. It's excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, the fellow who ripped them off in the first film comes back to town. was it 20 years later or something?
20 years later, yeah.
And is perhaps surprised at the reception he gets.
Oh, I don't think he's surprised at all. No, I don't think he's surprised at all. Mm. Yeah.
So it's an interesting film.
It is.
You're never quite sure where it's going to go. Again, a good soundtrack.
Yep.
And a fine sense of larrikin humour. There's one sequence where they're trying to raise some funds and decide they'll go into this, what is it, Irish separatist pub or something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Something to do with 1492.
1690. Battle in 1690.
Yeah.
It's a Protestant Catholic thing, I think.
Yeah. And, you know, they're busy lifting credit cards and wallets and the like. And they're just about to leave when the big bruiser of a doorman says, "You can't go yet. You've got to come and entertain us." So they get up on stage and improvise this song. The chorus is...
There are no English left.
It's very, very
good. It's very good. And then, of course, they go to the ATM and most of the credit cards have used 1690 as their PIN, which is the whole point of going there to rip things off. Anyway, yes, it's a continuation from the first movie.
Yeah.
Johnny Lee Miller's character hasn't really moved on a great deal. He's still taking too many drugs and ripping people off.
I'm thinking of him as Sherlock. It was very strange.
And still bleaching his hair. Mm. Begbie's in jail, but... makes a bit of a jailbreak because you couldn't really have T2. You couldn't have a Trainspotting movie without Begbie being around doing something. Spud's still taking too many drugs. Though he has the best sort of trajectory in the movie. I think he does really well. As the rest of the
well, he keeps writing these little stories that are actually quite good.
Yes,
as we discover, and in fact save his life at one point.
Mm. But it's really well done. It's an excellent sequel.
It was good to see all the characters again, and I think the fates they found were appropriate.
I found it a little depressing because, well, the two main characters don't... You think Mark has moved on, but he hasn't really, you find out. And so those two characters... It's a little depressing, as in, oh, okay. So if you're an ex-junkie, this is where you're going to end up. So there's it's a little depressing there, but probably realistic.
Yeah.
But it's still an excellent sequel. Wow.
Yeah, and there are a few new characters in there as well who play good roles in the scheme of things. I think it was better than the original. They revisited the same milieu 20 years later. And they gave you, I think, a realistic assessment of what was like to happen to those characters.
Yep. They show you another Lou.
And the same
not
time...
Not the same way, but, you know, you get to... And they have flashbacks to the original movie, which are done really, really well. Mm. The way they flash back into them, it's really excellent editing. It fits in really, really well. And I completely forgotten that Kevin McKidd had been in the original movie because he's done so much since then. But, you know, he's the character that dies in the original movie. So you get a little flash of him with such a really bad haircut. I couldn't recognise him.
It works. It's an interesting film. It's well worth watching. If you enjoyed Trainspotting, you'll certainly enjoy T2 Trainspotting, the sequel.
Yep.
And even if you haven't seen Trainspotting, you could actually just go in cold.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The flashbacks make it quite possible to watch it without having seen the other one.
A fine movie, excellent acting, a good script, tight production values, and a good musical soundtrack.
Mm.